This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. A photograph put out by the White House last night suggests the wide effects of President Obama's looming decision on Afghanistan. It was an image of one more strategy session. Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton were at the table, suggesting the range of military and diplomatic implications here.
Any extra money spent will be borrowed, so the president's budget director was there. And at the head of the table, the man whose presidency may be defined in large part by the result of the war. Sources tell NPR that plans are underway for a possible announcement in a primetime speech by the president next week. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the president, sounds like, has heard what he needs to hear. Do you know if he has made a final decision yet?
We think he's heard what he needs to hear. This was, by the White House's count, the ninth big meeting of the War Council of the National Security and Military Team that he has hosted at the White House. The press secretary, Robert Gibbs, says he doesn't know of another one that's planned, but again, they could always change that. It appears that he's close to a final decision. Again, though, we don't know what that decision is. There was no formal readout or statement after last night's meeting. The meeting went more than a couple of hours. It ended late, past 10 p.m. And again, we've been hearing that the number that he's looking at in terms of troops for Afghanistan, new troops for Afghanistan, will be less than the 40,000 troops that General Stanley McChrystal originally asked for. But again, we don't know for sure, and we are just waiting. One thing the White House stresses is that the discussion that is underway is that this won't be open-ended, that there'll be as much concern about how to get these troops back home eventually as there is about how many to send in and how to get them there.
Yeah, Don, it has been much commented upon that this process has been going on since just after Labor Day. As we're saying, we're hearing that next week we'll get a decision. Is there something particular about the timing, finally, at this point?
Yeah, if you just look at the calendar, the president had the trip to Asia, so there was the sense he wouldn't do it just before that. He got back late on Thursday of last week, and today he's got a big state dinner, a state official state visit, the first with India, so they didn't want to step on that. So next week, and we are hearing Tuesday from a number of sources, seems to make sense, and it's in advance of some big NATO meetings that are scheduled as well.
So, but all of this has engendered a certain amount of criticism from Republicans, mostly, that it's there's indecision here. Is the White House worried that opinion is actually gaining currency among the general public?
They say they are not. Most notable among the critics is former Vice President Cheney, who was out on talk radio yesterday, again repeating his dithering remark. But give a listen to Press Secretary Robert Gibbs yesterday on that topic.
There are a series of decisions that have to be made, and the president is working through many of those decisions in order to come to what he believes is the best way forward for our national security. I think the American people want the president to take the time to get this decision right rather than to make a hasty decision.
Now, Renee, Democrats are also concerned about the cost of this thing. And as you noted, the budget director was at the table last night, Peter Orszag. It's the first time he's attended one of these meetings. We don't know if he was just collecting data or if he was actually an active participant, but it does say that the White House is starting to take into consideration, beyond the national security, what the cost of this will be.
Don, thanks very much. NPR's White House correspondent, Don Gagne.